Dansek Akio, Dallas Waskat, Netsiga, Sonexagega, Notiniga, Otinia.
Good turn to be fancy. Dance Tatawa, Fanwa to see Gasoyan. Welcome back to the Cree Chatter Hour. Today, earlier, we were mentioning we wanted to do some Halloween words. You know, it's getting closer to that time. And we mentioned the word that we use for Halloween so far. And that's Jipai Gisagao or Jipai Tipska, which means like spirit. Or ghost day or ghost night. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Jipai Tipska or Jipai Gisaga.
I love doing that. Ever since I started on my language journey, when we'd go around, I would say Jipai Gisaga during the day.
Yeah.
Then at night when we'd go to houses, I would say Jipai Tipska.
You know, one thing that I remember my dad and them, he would associate Halloween with was apples. And Pachikwask is something like, you know, you bob for apples. There's candy apples.
Yep.
Things like that. But Jipai is like a spirit or a ghost. Jipai is spirit or ghost. Another thing that you could use is like black cat. Black cat is kind of something you associate with that. And that's Gasketeo Menus.
Gasketeo Menus.
No, Gasketeo meaning black. Menus meaning cat.
Gasketeo Menus.
And dark is like, there's a word for dark. Dipskage.
Ooh, I like that.
Dipskage is like dark outside or dark. Dipskage. It's like nighttime.
Dipskage.
Mm-hmm.
Osama say mina dipskage. Kai mitawa yaya. Vaya witame. Kai mitawe.
I'm trying to think of that word, but there's a word for like a haunted house.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Jipai kamek kamatisuin. Or jipai kamek. You could say jipai kamek. Jipai kamek is a haunted house. You know who has a really wicked haunted house? You guys come down to Blue Quills. They turn the whole school into one big haunted house you have to walk through.
Jipai kamek.
I worked it 1 year and I freaked myself out and I never went back to work.
Are they going
to
do it again?
I think so. They do it because it's a fundraiser for the school. And you could bring in dry goods, like for a food drive, so canned goods or dry goods, and it's for their food bank there. So you guys come check it out there. So that was Jipai Kamek is probably the easiest way to say haunted house.
Jipai Kamek.
Yeah, Jipai Kamek. And then for moon, Dipskau Pi Sim.
Dipskau Pi Sim.
Yeah, and Dipskau is just night, but Dipskau Pi Sim is the moon.
Yeah, Dipskau Pi Sim. That would be out, nighttime, the moon, right? The scalpy sim.
Here's another cool word you could use, and it's pumpkin. Osawipak.
Osawipak.
Osawipak,
Osawipak.
That's pumpkin.
That's interesting, huh? Osawipak.
Yeah. Puck. Like scream. You know when you go into a haunted house and you hear screams?
Yep.
Datsi gweo.
Datsi gweo.
Datsi gweo.
Datsi gweo kakio skwewak.
Yeah, and now the next word is skeleton. Jipai Oskana.
Jipai Oskana.
Jipai Oskana, which is like skeleton.
Jipai Oskana.
I'm trying to think of the word. I know that there is a couple of ways you could say spider.
Yep.
A big sees is one, or a
Tapixis.
Yeah, for spider.
Tapixis.
Another one is wolf. Like, you know, the wolf man. Mahiganeino.
Mahiganeino.
Yeah, that's how you say wolf man. Like, you know, like a werewolf.
Mahiganeino.
Aino.
Kiapago Mahiganeino.
Zombie. Oni peo ipimo tet.
Oni peo.
Opimotet.
Opimotet.
Yeah. Oni peo opimotet.
Oni peo opimotet.
Oni peo.
Oni peo opimotet.
Opimotet.
Oni peo.
Opimotet.
Opimotet.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay. Opimotet.
There is another one, a witch. This one's kind of funny because you could kind of translate what it is. Mate. Nutaguesu. So like a bad old lady.
I mean, cook him.
A bad old lady is how
mate,
you say it.
Mate. Mate.
Nutaguesu.
Yeah. Mate. That's how you say witch.
Jesus.
It's almost like saying, She's mad all day.
But she's an old lady, though.
But she's an old lady. That's my old lady.
A witch. Mate.
Nutsugesu.
Wolfman, again, I'll do a little, I'll go back and do a little bit of a, case we miss some. So Wolfman, Mahiga Nainu, so that's like a werewolf. Zombie, Unipeo, Pemutet. Gwa, we did spider, Apixis, or Otsapixis.
Otsapixis, I like that.
Gwa, skeleton, Jipai, Oskana, and scream, Tatsigweo. Pumpkin, Usawipak.
Usawipak.
Yeah, and we did night, Dipskau. Dipskau. We did moon, Dipskau P. Sim. We did haunted house, Tsipaikamik.
Tsipaikamik.
Tsipaikamik. Oh, this is a cool one too. Like a head. Like, you know how in haunted houses they have like just a like a head or something? Mr. Guan.
Mr. Guan.
Yeah, I didn't do that one, but well, I just throw that in there right there. Ghost. Tipai, egua dark, dipskage or dipskage, yeah, dipskage. That sounds about right. It's like nighttime. Egua, did we do? Oh, black cat, gasketeo menus.
Gasketeo menus.
And then the word that we use for Halloween is tipai gisagao or tipai dipskao.
Tipai gisagao.
Yeah, we should teach our kids to say that, when we go trick-or-treating on the res.
I know, that'd be really good.
You know, one thing, what's a good Tipai Dipskau memory you have? Me was, I think it's when I go back to when I was a kid, now we bring my kids there. Sad Lake, during the day, all of our departments just load up all the kids with candy.
So they've been doing that for...
Yeah, even when my dad was a kid, he said he remembers going trick-or-treating around Saddle Lake like that.
Jeez, huh?
Yeah, but that's the only time that they do it, because I don't think anybody else really gives out candy besides like my Muslim and them and some other people that we know, and we go stop at their house like we did last year. But so if you guys want to score some candy, Saddle Lakers, make sure you guys hit up the trick-or-treating. And Frog Lake does that too, eh? You guys do trick-or-treating at night?
No, we do. Yep, they do that.
And our kids are so lucky because they get to hit up both Rizzes for our trick-or-treating.
I know.
They always come back with way too much candy, but it's good, though.
No, I like it. Frog Lake, too. I think we always gave out candy like that, and we were really fortunate that we would. The memory I have is going to picking five houses and just rotating with different costumes.
Oh, that's smart, hey? my mom, my Nigawi, we never ever, like, we were talking about how our kids get to go to Spirit Halloween in these Halloween stores and pick out costumes. I never got to do that. Maybe that's why I really like bringing our kids and they get excited, because my mom used to make our costumes every year, whether it was out of her clothes or we'd go to Value Village and she'd see something and make something out of it. But all our costumes growing up were homemade, and most of the time I was a vampire or Zorro for a couple of years. My little sister Raven was Santa Claus one year, and she won a costume contest. She was only like 3 years old too. My mom and dad dressed her up as Santa Claus.
Hey. That sounds familiar. Let's see, what was I just about? Oh. Yeah, like, I mean, towards like being into sports and stuff like that. Us too, we didn't really have too much, but so I'd have like my volleyball jersey, right? So I'd use that, or my like hockey jersey, right? Yeah. And we didn't have any like, you know, costumes or stuff, so we would paint our face with flour.
Mm-hmm. Just try to be real humble.
Then we'd throw get
easy
some dirt,
Humbleena.
Dirt from the ground, and that's how we'd make black paint.
Just try to out-humble me.
Holy cow, yeah.
But, you know, when you think about it, it's not really about, you know, how cool you look in your costume. It's about just trying to cover your face and get some candy, right?
That's what it was.
Well, but, hey, we want to say, everybody, when it gets closer to Halloween, we are actually going to be giving out some treats here, and we want to invite everybody who's from around the area, all the surrounding reserves. Maybe you live in town here too, though, but we're going to be giving out lots of candy this year at our house, because we never get to give out candy. We're always busy all day bringing our kids out to Sad Lake and Frog Lake, and But this year, we are going to be giving out some candy.
And it's exciting, though, because I think, I mean, our kids never really got to go anywhere around here in Manawansis, right?
It's so, because sometimes the Munyawa care are pretty cheap with their candy. They are pretty cheap,
though. If you come into town.
One tiny little chocolate
or a tiny little
candy.
Like gum or something. It's so.
It's like one per bag. Yeah, whereas, like, you go on the res, it's like a big handful, handfuls.
Or they put candy in bags for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, no, it's so, but we just want to be a part of handing out candies, right? And we want to invite all the Nehiyowak, all the Nehiyowawasak, because, you know, we want to.
Even the Munyawak who stop by our house.
Yeah, if they stop by, I'll probably give them one candy.
No, we got to show them how we do it on the res and, you know, show them, you know, those Nehiyowak, we aren't cheap with our candies.
We should call our house like the res house on town here or something.
We are the res house in town.
Yeah, take the blankets off the windows.
Our Munyaw neighbors, you could just tell that, you know, they kind of side-eye us just a little bit, but that's okay.
Yeah, so we hang our clothes outside and then our dress.
Because we live in a Munyaw part of town. We're like the only ones on these streets back here by the lake, but it's kind of funny.
It's funny, though, because remember, we were even talking to my niece, them there in the States there, and then where do you guys live? Oh, we live in St. Paul. And then she was trying to laugh. Where at? Then she said,
"You're like
name.
Lakeshore Drive."
Yeah, she's like Lakeshore Drive.
Then they pull up, and she's just quiet because it is Lakeshore Drive.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Told ya.
Damn.
She didn't enjoy their visit after that. Nobody believes us, but, you know, barely anybody comes visit us. But after Halloween, you'll know where we live. So come hit up Counselor Waska at here.
We throw in some noodles and some craft dinner in your bags.
Just throw stuff in from the cupboard here. It's going to be good, though. You know, I know that there's a lot of things that different communities do. I know Sad Lake does a masquerade. They have costume contests. There's all kinds of fun stuff happening like that. So, you know, bring your kids out. Bring yourself out for some good fun. Dress up, whatever. It's about having fun. And I think that's what it's about, making memories. I don't know, Dallas, have you... Ever since we've had our Nitawa Simsuk, we dress up with them.
Yeah, and I love dressing up with them. And sometimes they get... I love it, though, because I want to show my kids that you could be yourself and have fun and, you know, don't be embarrassed. And now with a dad like me, I'm so crazy, right?
Well,
so.
Now I think you've shown that, because now that when our older son, he goes to these movies, like I brought him to the new Scream movie this past little while here, it the winter time or something, and he wore his mask in there, his Scream mask. And then his auntie brought him to the new Saw movie, because he's real into like those horror kind of movies, and he wore his Saw mask in there too. So he gets that from you, and that's why we do what we do. You know, let your kids be kids, have fun. And also, all of you giving out candy, don't say anything to the older kids that show up there, the teenagers and the bigger looking kids, because, you know, we want our kids to have some good, safe fun. And if they choose to trick or treat, then let them enjoy that. Because you can't make our kids grow up too fast or make them feel like they're not included. I'm actually happy that my son, he's 13 now. He's still into trick or treating. He's planning on going trick or treating with his friends here in town. He's like, because I never get to. You guys always bring us to Sad Lake and Frog Lake. But he's excited for that. So don't turn away those big kids that show up at your house.
Yeah, or I'll come and, you know, black out over there, Joe. But no, I like that. That's a really good point, Nawigimagan, because, you know, we want to encourage our youth for sure, because they're going to be growing up into, right now they're all skinny guwak, right? So.
And you know what? And there's lots of time to be a grown up. Let them enjoy being a kid or being a teenager. And, you know, I know even though our son's going to go trick or treat with his friends, we're probably going to be following not far behind him in our car, trying to hide.
We'll turn on that tracker we have in his bay.
But it's going to be a good time. And we'll also, if you guys have any events that you'd like us to announce here on the Cree Chatter Hour for your Halloween shindigs, no matter what res you're on here in Alberta or Saskatchewan, let us know and we will shout them out and let the people know where to find your Halloween fun.
I was just looking at my TikTok from last year and I did that Freddy Krueger.
Oh, yeah. We got to find that. Well, we'll try to find that. Yeah.
I was just thinking like the, you know.
Give us a little, hold on. Let's get into the mood here. No. You know what? I was going to get it all ready, but let's just see if you could do it freehand here. Okay. I mean, wing it.
Okay, here we go. This is that.
And try guess what movie this is from. Yeah,
here we go.
Ha, ha. Is that Friday the 13th? And excuse me, I don't think Jason talks, but if he did and if he was Cree, he'd probably sound like that. You guys got to hear the Freddy one he did. Yep. If you guys don't follow us on TikTok, I think I posted it, or did you post it?
I did, yeah.
It was from last year, but we'll try to find it and share it for you guys. It's pretty funny, though, because he had a Freddy mask on, and he does, like, the numbers in Cree, but he sounds like Freddy Krueger. It's hilarious.
Hey, I made a brand new Halloween song. You want to hear it?
I guess so.
Happy Halloween, happy Halloween, you eat the ween.
Happy Halloween, G.
Happy Halloween, happy Halloween, hey,
hey. Oh, we got to go into break. Save that. That's
Happy Halloween.
That's supposed to be for our next segment. Hey, save it.
Save it.
Come back right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.